Robert's calling us from Mount Vernon. Thank you for calling, sir. What's on your mind?
You were talking about macular degeneration and a treatment for that, and I was wondering if there is a treatment for the beginning of cataracts.
Absolutely, sir. And to make a very bad pun, it was subject to double blind. You don't want to go blind with cataracts. That's why it's a bad pun. But it was subject to double blind research, no less, by a Russian doctor by the name, I can hardly pronounce, Babishev or something like that. What he found, and he has published research since, and the people I work with have told me about this, is that a very simple eye drop, it's called N-acetylcarnosine, and the trade name on it is C-A-N space C. So can C. That's the trade name. If that's one drop into the eye that has the cataract, and for good measure, I usually tell people, well, you might get in the other eye. Put it over there, too. It won't hurt anything. And it won't. It's a totally natural molecule. That one drop in each eye twice a day, sir, was able to eliminate. Did he say eliminate? Yes, he did. Some very early cataracts. Other early cataracts, it didn't eliminate them, but they never, ever progressed. How do you like that? So with the early ones, they could either be eliminated or they didn't progress. Now, if they're up to somewhere between early and medium progression towards actual surgery is what I guess I'm trying to say, then it doesn't work 100% of the time, but it works most of the time to at least get it stopped. Now, the remarkable thing, sir, is that research has been around for a decade or more, and yet nobody's ophthalmologist ever tells them. I have no clue why. It never hurt anything. You can't overdose. I personally could swallow the contents of the whole bottle and it wouldn't hurt anything, but it wouldn't help my eye that much either. The drop needs to go in the eye. And acetylcarnosine, sir, can see. It's sold in all the natural food stores, the Tama dispensary. It's sold online. You can find it everywhere, and yet can't hear about it from your ophthalmologist. And the research is there. That's what's so frustrating.
Okay. Can I ask you a second question?
Yeah, sure, because we do have some folks listening.
Okay,
or waiting, excuse me.
I have been going for a high number of chelation for lead detoxification, and I've noticed that I've just gotten weaker and weaker and weaker, and I was wondering if I could stop doing that for a while, and then if there was something I could start doing that would help me to rebuild my strength.
There sounds like there's something missing, sir. Have you been given replacement mineral IVs on different days?
That's the last thing I did was last week. I went and had a mineral IV. I do that every three times I go to chelation. I've probably had about 60 chelations.
So you have been getting them every three or four, something like that, chelations, and you get a mineral replacement IV?
Every three I get a mineral replacement,
Okay. If you're
vitamin D as well.
That's right. You may be a victim of FDA. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that FDA has been slowly trying to put compounding pharmacies out of business. Seriously, they put so many rules, regulations, and other things on compounding pharmacies that some of the smaller ones have had to go out of business, and there was no need for those rules and regulations at all. Things were doing perfectly fine, and don't let anybody tell you that the New England compounding pharmacy disaster proved a need. That disaster was caused by FDA not following up on their own warning letters to that particular compounding pharmacy. It wasn't anybody else's fault. They should have followed up. They didn't. But they got new laws that allowed them to put more rules and regulations. And what that has to do with you and being a victim of it is that 3 years ago, we could use practically every mineral that was essential to health in those mineral IVs. And then here comes this rule, that regulation, and we're down to only about half the list, sir. We can't use all the essential minerals because we can't get them simply because the compounding pharmacies find it too expensive to put up all the rules and regulations. So anyway, what I'd suggest you do there is talk to your physician who's giving the chelation about, hey, how about doing some testing here and seeing which minerals I need that I can't get in an IV. And that may help you right there, because in the past, when we had the capability of using all the essential minerals to life, I never heard anybody telling me about getting tired, and I am hearing about it now, including from you.
Okay. All right. I will do that. And then you would have a mineral test at the lab?
Yes. We use the hair mineral analysis. It does have some special things about its interpretation, but it's the most useful tool I've found.
Okay. So that would be a good starting point to try and figure out this issue.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, Sarah.